Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's time for yet another edition of the Preview Report. It's all brought to you by New Era. It's the 3-12 Washington Redskins visiting the 6-9 New York Giants. When this season started, both these teams probably thought this game might decide the NFC East title. Instead, both teams are simply playing for pride and playing out the string in the final game of the regular season, both out of the playoff picture. Let's take a look at the injury report, and as you can see, it's a pretty long one for the Giants. The two major ones, Tremaine McBride is questionable. If he can't go, Jaron Hosey will likely get the start, and also Reuben Randall at wide receiver. He's questionable for this game. It'll likely be Lewis Murphy Jr. going with Jarrell Journey and Akeem Nix with the Giants' top three wide receivers. Now it's time to break down the game. To do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFN, of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. How are you?
You too, John. Always good to see you. Still one more game to play.
And the Giants want to get a W to end this season on a high note.
Yeah, you know, Tom Coughlin has talked about the mental difference between 6-10 and 7-9. Now, on paper, it's just one game, but there's a mentality that you want to go into the offseason with. After that big overtime win in Detroit last week, a two-game winning streak, if you can call it a streak, would certainly put some smile on some faces.
And you like to get some smiles on the offensive side of the ball. The one aspect of the Giants, Paul, that struggled all year long, and they should have an opportunity. The Redskins' defense has been poor pretty much from start to finish this entire season, allowing the second most points per game of any team in the National Football League. This is what Eli Manning has seen on film when he's watched the Washington Redskins.
Playing hard in the last two games, they've had great opportunities to win the games at the very end, and so doing a little bit more blitzing, showing some different looks. And so, they're playing good football, and we got to have a great week of preparation. Go in there and play well.
Paul, Eli mentioned the multiple fronts. They have a dynamic defensive line. They like to blitz, and they have those two outside linebackers, Kerrigan and Arakpo, that know how to get after the quarterback.
Yeah, those guys have combined for nearly 20 sacks on the season, John, and we know that the Giants' tackles, especially Beattie, have had some trouble protecting the passer this year. So you know they're going to be sending a lot of guys. Certainly, you always want to recall or talk about London Fletcher, the middle linebacker, too, because he's going to be playing in his 256th consecutive game, and after a 16-year NFL career, he's talking about retiring at the end of the season. The man commands respect around the NFL. Every player I've ever talked to looks up to this guy, and I think that the Redskins are going to do whatever they can to at least give him a smile on Sunday.
And William Beattie talked about London Fletcher in the locker room earlier this week.
You don't see that many players do that nowadays. You don't see it's like 10 years, oh, you're blessed, you're on it for a long time, you're an old man, 16 years, really? What is he on, people asking? But just seeing his work ethic and his play week in, week out, and his dedication to the game. I mean, it's something that as young players look up to it. You want to be like these older players, and he's a great example of a guy who's been in the league, guy doing it right, and a guy still having that heart as the younger guys being in.
And London Fletcher's the anchor of that Redskins defense that, Paul, will try to stop a Giants running attack that really has struggled the last few weeks.
Yeah, you know, John, last week against Detroit was the fourth time this year the Giants have run for less than 50 yards as a team. Very, very inconsistent throughout this season, and something they've got to fix in 2014.
And might have to do those two interior offensive linemen. It's going to be Dallas Reynolds and James Brewer. Who would have thought at the start of the year those guys would be the two starting guards in week number 17?
This will be the eighth different starting offensive line configuration for the Giants.
And the Giants will have a different wide receiver core configuration as well. Even if Reuben Randall can go, likely we'll see D'Angelo Hall on Akeem Nix from start to finish in this game.
And D'Angelo Hall has had a great year, a real bounce back season after being cut in the offseason. Over 100 tackles, 4 interceptions, 3 touchdowns on the year as well. He's certainly playing at a high level again.
No doubt about it. The Giants, secondly, on the other hand, will have to defend against a different quarterback. In the first game, they took on Robert Griffin III. This week, it's going to be Kirk Cousins. Justin Tuck has been impressed with what he's seen of the second-year quarterback.
You know, Cousins comes in and, he's done a great job of, that team has kind of rallied behind him. They've played well the last, two games, had opportunities to win both of them. So, we're going to be in a dogfight. We know this team and they know us and, it's just going to come down to who executes the best.
And, Paul, obviously Kirk Cousins is a very different quarterback than Robert Griffin III. Not the scrambler he is, much more accurate, gets rid of the ball quicker as well, which could neutralize that Giants pass rush a little bit.
Well, it's been 2.5 games now since Cousins has been at the helm of the Redskins offense, and he's only been sacked twice during that time, and that tells you a lot about what they're doing about getting the ball out of his hands. At the same time, Cousins also seems to be a little bit mistake-prone as well.
A little turnover-prone. He has 8 interceptions in his career to go along with 8 touchdowns, and he also has 4 fumbles over the course of his very brief NFL career, mm-hmm. so he does not protect the ball well. Mm-hmm. However, his big target in the secondary is Pierre Garçon, who leads the NFL in receptions, and both of us talked before the year. We thought he would have a dynamite season, and he has delivered.
Yeah, over 100 catches this year, only averaging 12 yards a catch, I think, with 5 touchdown receptions, so he hasn't necessarily made all the big plays, but he's done enough to get that offense going.
Here's the question, though. Is that a product of his play or of the quarterback play?
Yeah, it could be a little of both.
And that might change with Kirk Cousins, who has the arm to go down the field. But the one thing the Redskins do above all else, and it's really the centerpiece and foundation and cornerstone of their offense, is run the football. Their man, Alfred Morris. Mathias Kiwanuka is one of the guys that's going to try to slow him down.
It's a lot about us as a defense. When we are playing fun, playing with enthusiasm, and everybody's executing the right way, fitting up their gaps, and guys are coming downhill, we're a tough defense to run against.
And, Paul, if there's one thing, above all else, that the Giants have done well all year, it's shut down good running backs. So they will try to do that again this week against Alfred Morris.
The Giants are 5th in the NFL in allowing rushing yardage per attempt at under 4 yards a carry. Morris has run for over 1,200 yards this year. He's in the top 5 in the NFL, but 11 attempts for 26 yards about a month ago when the Giants went down to Washington. They shut him down stone cold. How did they do it? They maintained their square ups against him and did not allow him to slice through the creases.
And they will try to do that again on Sunday. Paul, if there's one thing the Giants need to do to beat the Washington Redskins, what is it?
You know, I just think it's play with a lot of high energy, because I believe that a team on a 7-game losing streak like the Redskins coming on the road around the holidays are just looking to pack their bags. They know their head coach Mike Shanahan is in deep trouble and probably out of here at the end of the year anyway. So I think the Giants, knowing that they're playing hard for Tom Coughlin last Sunday, will do the same, play with high energy, take the Redskins' heart out of it early, and walk away with a win.
And they should have a chance to do it. The Redskins, one of the worst first quarter and first half teams in the league, giving up more points in both the first quarter and in the first half than any other team in the NFL. Final question. I know I usually know the key of the game, but a little bonus one since the offseason's coming up here.
Oh, Paul. Wow.
There's a lot of guys here on this team that are free agents. We don't know if they're going to be back. Some of them, longtime Giants, like a David Deal, like a Justin Tuck. How much does that factor into this game this weekend, where a lot of these guys, maybe in their mind, could be having their swan song with the Giants today?
The only thing I have to refer to in recent memory is Ahmad Bradshaw's season finale last year against the Philadelphia Eagles here at MetLife Stadium. Bradshaw didn't want to talk about the future, but those of us kind of knew it was going to be his last game as a Giant. So what did they do? He went out and had a huge game. Eclipsed 1,000 yards once again, which was always a benchmark for running backs. And after the game, he broke down in tears as I talked to him on the field before he went to the locker room. He knew that that was his last hurrah with the Giants, and he wanted to be proud of it and put it on film. So I do think it does have a small impact on some of these guys.
Well, we'll see how well these guys play to try to put a good taste in their mouths to end this season. Paul, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks a lot.
Always good to be with you, John.
For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us on Giants.com. We'll see you next time. Next year, that is, 2014. Can you believe it? The last game of the regular season.
How'd that happen?
It went by like that, didn't it? Have a great new year, everybody. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Preview Report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.